Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Three pillars of conservative power are teetering. I'll be honest, I'm enjoying reading every line of this. Page 6 of the Wall Street Journal had another article on the high life hijinks of Wayne LaPierre, the chief muckety-muck of the National Rifle Association, the NRA. Earlier, they had reported on some $270,000 worth of clothing that he had purchased from a vendor. The vendor turns out to be Ackerman McQueen, the Oklahoma City-based public relations and media contractor for decades to the NRA, and a company with whom LaPierre had historically been thick as thieves. The other shoe that dropped was not related to haberdashery, but travel. A letter was leaked that Ackerman McQueen had sent the NRA board about $240,000 worth of travel expenses that LaPierre had charged to the company's credit card without adequate documentation. The junkets included trips to the Bahamas and Italy. All of this could be grist for the mill in a New York State investigation about the NRA's tax status, of course. It also indicates the wounds are still bleeding in the internal disputes within the NRA over the falling out between LaPierre and his forces on the board versus the Ackerman McQueen allies. Hey, LaPierre had their credit card for a reason, and I would bet money that none of these $500,000 worth of expenditures would have hit the light of day if they hadn't fallen out. Meanwhile, LaPierre was being paid $1.4 million a year, according to the 2017 IRS 990 filing for the NRA with the IRS. That's not all of the good news. The scourge of workers and people-first policies in the name of business, the Chamber of Commerce, was front-page news in their fall from influence, if not grace. Executive salaries are up, of course, but lobbying expenditures and corporate donations are down for them in recent years. Reportedly, Trump wouldn't shake their lobbyist's hand because they didn't back him in a 2016 race. Furthermore, his wild right role has made their traditional business-first conservatism passe. Republican congressmen and senators were routinely quoted saying their emperor has no clothes anymore. Meanwhile, they're having an internal shakeup as well because they were out of step with big corporate power on social issues like gender and sexual discrimination. They even had to revise their vote scoring system to boost the scores of some of the hated Democrats. Their boss, Thomas Donohue, made a $6.6 million salary in 2017, travels in a chauffeured SUV in D.C. with a two-man security detail, flies the chamber's private jet to his Florida vacation home, and brings his doctor on overseas trips. Nonprofit D.C. lobbying is great work, if you can get it, or so it seems. All of this was in the businessman's daily news source, Rupert Murdoch's The Wall Street Journal. The editorial and op-ed pages can still peel paint off a car, but the rest of the book is burning up the track. Old-line conservatives and Republicans of all stripes must be screaming in the middle of the night when central pillars of their house, like the Journal, the NRA, and the Chamber of Commerce, are showing deep cracks and roof cave-ins, leaving them few of the usual places to hide. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.